Tech Space. Tech Space on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast.
Search engines, we use them every day, but have you ever thought to yourself, how do they work? How can I optimize my web searching? I can't tell you those things, but Sonia Bernhardt, our geek girl for Tech Space, certainly can. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning, and that's exactly what I want to cover, how they work and why do certain sites get higher up in the list.
I remember a time when we had to ask Jeeves.
Yeah, well, yeah. There you go. That's just another type of, you know, search, but showing your age there.
Thank you. Moving on. So how do they work?
Well, first off, they don't work in real time. You know how you think you enter it and it's suddenly running away and searching? Well, that's not happening in real time. How a search engine works is that an automated bot called, and because, you know, we call the web, so the bot is called a spider, and the spider runs across the web and it shoots off on one part. Then if it notices on that website that there are hyperlinks to other websites, it branches out and follows all of those hyperlinks. And as it's doing that, it's basically gathering the data and the information. Now, let me make that a little bit easier for you.
Yeah, when you say it's not happening in real time, when you click on it, it comes up. That's real time.
Ah, yes, but what that's doing is it's actually accessing the data that the bots have already stored for you and optimise how to locate what that is. And I'll give you a bricks and mortar classic example that everybody listening will understand. Think of your local library. When you go to your local library looking for a book, do you actually run around all of the counters and look at all of the books, or do you go to a catalogue and look at a catalogue or look up a general grouping of something, and then that points to where that information is?
The latter.
Ta-da! That's exactly what web searches do. And in actual fact, that entire history of libraries is the whole basis for how we are currently doing web searches.
So if we are looking for something like, endangered birds, for example, and we just put that in, depending on what we put in our search requirements will obviously get us a different search. What are some key ways of optimizing our search?
Okay, so I'll get to your key ways. I'm just going to go back to the beginning of that statement that you said, depending on what we put in, we'll adjust the results. You know what? It's not only what you put in, it's what web search browser you are using as well. Because fundamentally, how results get optimized is based on an algorithm, and each organization that has their own web browser, just like us, Jeeves, from years ago, that basically they have developed their own specific algorithm. Now, the trick with that is this. If all of those search organizations published exactly how their algorithms worked, don't you think scammers would be onto it straight away and they would design all of their data to come up the highest, and always the highest in the list?
Mm.
So what we have is this. So algorithms do nice, neat little things for us. They can be as simple as the words that you've typed in are to appear in a title, or the words that you type in are to appear together, or the words that you typed in are to appear at least X number of times on the home page. They're the kinds of things that go into an algorithm.
So Google, which is now almost a verb, is that the best search engine, or is it just the search engine that is most popular?
I love that you asked me that question, because that's a classic example. Google, everybody thinks, is the best search engine. It's certainly the one the majority of people appear to be using. The reason it became known is this. They were the inventors of saying, if a web page has lots of hyperlinks that other web pages are referring to it, it must mean that that web page is very important. So that became a famous part of the Google algorithm, and it became a known part, which is also why you find all the bad people do lots and lots of links out to other fake sites so that they get that kind of reference. So the logic there is that's actually called a page rank. Now, you think it's a page rank because it's ranking the pages according to those links. Oddly enough, because it's Google, it's actually known because one of the founders of Google was Larry Page. And that page rank, famous part of the Google algorithm, a lot of people use, and that's why that one is that popular.
So what would be what are some other really good search engines?
Oh, Bing. That's really good. In fact, the people that built Bing use other kind of algorithms that are very, very community-based, and they're very more about being using a lot of artificial intelligence to try to guess what you mean by what you're saying.
Mm.
Because not forgetting, search engines aren't just that spider pre-database where things are classified like your library. There's a lot of assuming things, like, for example, you might put in best restaurant. Well, a smart search engine will go, hang on, Nicole, you work in blah, blah suburb, so I'm going to show you the best restaurants in that suburb, even though you didn't type that location in. So they're getting very, very,
very
smart.
Very clever. Yeah, yes, this is Tech Space. We are talking search engines with Sonia Bernhardt on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast. Tips for getting the best out of your search, Sonia?
Be as precise as you can in what you're writing. And in actual fact, search engines will take it word by word by word before it groups together.
Does it matter what order?
That's where I was getting to. Get your order in the order that you actually want the words to appear on the page. So all the smart engines now, part of their algorithms, do say, do a ranking that's based on all of those words in the order that they are written. So I would think definitely do that, but then also try a second search engine with the same order, because you're going to get slightly different results depending on the search engine.
Yeah, I think we just get lazy and just go to the same search engine, but it's definitely worth finding out some others as well.
I agree. Why don't you Google what are other search engines? Now, that's an interesting Google search.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything we've missed out?
Yeah, well, I think in the future we're going to find that all of our searches are going to be so specific we basically will barely need to type anything. It's really just going to know what our behaviours and habits are. And as soon as we just say one word, we don't have to worry with all that typing of everything else. It's just going to come in. Might be a little bit scary, but to me, I think that is a really good improvement because it's shaving off time that we're wasting and time that we could spend with our family and doing other things.
Tech Space, Sonia Bernhardt on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast.